Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Now, you know, with weather like this, the government always issues a warning. And they'll tell people, specifically those that live along river lines, right? Hey, be careful. And they've gone as far as issuing evacuation notices to people in the Vaal, right? Vaal River, packed to capacity. It's full. It's been raining a lot, as you can imagine. I think the last time we checked was at 15%, sorry.
Yeah, they've opened 115. Sluices.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know, the reason why they say that is because areas like that are prone to flooding. As you can imagine, people being who they are, some don't want to leave. And I'll be honest, I don't want to leave my house either. Where am I going to go?
True.
In this rain? No, I'm not going to suffer that inconvenience. But obviously, once something happens, I'll be needing the government to come and assist us. What do we do about a situation like that?
It's tricky, though, to be honest with you, hey? Because, one, when you're living around a river embankment, you should know the risks. But at the same time, it begs the question, why is it that people are allowed to build alongside a river embankment in the first place? But having said what you said, there are times, I mean, we've seen it alongside the Yexke River, where people are told, do not build there, because when it floods, your home will go. But people being people, they will do what they want, because this is the piece of land that I've identified and that's where I'm going to build. And if you don't want me to build there, then you must provide me with an alternative. So it becomes very tricky because of the lack of land and people just needing accommodation.
Yeah. And also, you see, when you're building informal housing, I'll start there, you want a very convenient place.
Yeah.
So if you're building informal housing, you don't have like running water. Mm-hmm. So if you build close to a river, you can go do your washing. Sometimes you can even drink the water depending on how clean it may be, et cetera, and so on.
Yeah.
And that's why people usually build close to a river.
You know, I was looking at some reports from residents. Their argument is that there was no proper communication around alternative accommodation beyond the announcement of the evacuation order. So some of them, unfortunately, don't have the means to get the alternative accommodation. So they're choosing to stay and take the risk. So it's not that they're generally defiant, but they wanted the communication of some sort of alternative in the interim if you're telling them to evacuate, because some of them are saying to where. So there's that. But then there's also some who say this happened in 2013. They don't believe it's a crisis all that much. There are those who say they'll rely on sandbags, etc. So I don't think they're taking it seriously beyond the opening of that fifth sluice gate. They're just not.
Well, it's very difficult to take it serious when you've been warned before. You can imagine some people who have been given warnings before were told to evacuate. They did evacuate, and then there was no flooding. And now you've been inconvenienced, you've been displaced, even though it's temporarily. It's going to be very difficult. And also, a lot of black people, so they don't really have their own alternative a place to stay.
Yeah.
And even when the government does provide, it won't be as comfortable as your own home that you've worked so hard to make comfortable. So I don't know whether they need to be forcefully removed, but definitely they need to be given an alternative place to stay.
It's not a South African problem only, by the way. So I'm sure you've seen in movies when there's like a storm warning and people choose to stay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've seen this in reality, for example, in LA, when people were told to evacuate because of fires, others chose to stay and defend their homes.
But now I have to ask, with us having spoken just earlier about global warming, that means things are going to change. I mean, we're already seeing what global warming can do in KZN. It gets hit over and over and over again. So it basically means that as a country, we either need to get to a point where we have proper warnings and people start taking weather patterns very seriously. Because yes, you might have had situations where you evacuate and then nothing happens. You're lucky. But with the way the weather is going these days, this is going to be becoming more and more prevalent.
100%.
What do we do?
100%. And in fact, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because last year, we've always lived by the coast. And last year, I told my parents, like, man, I think it's time we pack up and
leave.
It's
not a good idea.
Because of those reasons.
Yeah.
This is Ocala very soon.
Yeah. But we need infrastructure that is now climate change resilient.
Yes.
Which is what they keep talking about. So hopefully they'll start with that now, given how advanced now the global warming situation is getting.
So give us a shout. Do you think people are being unreasonable? Or is it just pure defiance? Because another thing is, when you govern, you've got to govern for the lowest common denominator. You can't rely on people's common sense.
Mm.
You know, it's just like if you, let's say you writing up a code of conduct for work. You've literally got to write even the most obvious things so that it's written down should anybody dispute it.
Mm.
That's unfortunately how governance works.
And also provision for alternatives, honestly. Yes. Because you can't assume everybody has money.
Yeah.
They live in Paris, so you just say evacuate, evacuate, and people leave.
What are your thoughts? Give us a shout.
Well, I stand to be corrected, but isn't it that they need to maybe carry over 12 minutes of technology currently? Maybe they can see that and then they can open not all of them at once, because once they open all the gates, obviously floods. But I think they should have opened maybe A1 just to drop down the level, the water level, nicely, not to wait for the dam to be overfilled. And then from there, but it will go further.
Yeah, but also what happens is, it depends how much rainfall you get in a specific amount of time, right? Mm. Sometimes you get showers. Then even rivers will just overflood because essentially, I mean, you remember in geography, all rivers lead towards the ocean. So they go, they flow in a certain direction. So whenever you've got water that's hitting the streets and going through the drains, it ends up in the rivers. And if all that water comes in at the same time, the rivers will overflow. Likewise, the dams will be the same thing. And so sometimes you can't plan for it.
It's hard to make a decision or to have an opinion when you're not affected. You don't know what it takes for somebody to decide and build their informal whatever in an embankment. I don't think that's something that you wake up one morning and decide, this is where I'm going to build my little shack. Obviously, is the situation. So it's very hard for us to judge when we are not in the situation. Do we feel bad for them? Yes. But if they have been told to move, it's for their own good. It's really for their own good. And I wish they listen. It's not an easy place to be, but to save their lives, they need to move.
Yeah. So in the Vaal, this is not informal housing. This is like proper, proper housing.
Paris, Orkney. Yeah.
Yeah. But having said that, sometimes when you are about to build, because there's different seasons, right? During dry season, a riverbed may seem like very clean land for you to build. It's flat. It's very sandy. You don't even know that the river flows through there until it starts raining sometimes, right? You do get rivers that are like that. They dry up altogether. And then when it starts raining, then you see.
Sizwe, look, I'm going to play the devil's advocate because this story is such a catch-22. The people are being told every single year about the same thing, and people are not doing anything about it. In summer, we're going to get the summer rains, and it's going to be the same warning. And then it becomes the government's problem at the end of the day. But having said that, the government must not be complacent in not doing also anything about it, given the fact that they know this is going to happen. So they should also be taking action. Just giving warning is not enough. They need to do something about the infrastructure. They need to do something about providing housing for people. Then we will not be faced up with this problem.
Yeah, they can provide housing. But I mean, for example, as you heard, some of these houses are formerly built houses and still there's an issue.
With the Vaal Dam being flooded, 99% of the residents there are the whites, and majority of them, their own boats, these expensive yachts and what. And majority of the houses there, it's for resorts and what. So they already prepared for flooding because they were complaining that the dam is 40%. So now it's over 100 now. So they're ready for that. And when they evacuate, where are they going? Because of they've got guests there. And you can find a small village out of Vaal Dam where normally the workers that are staying there, which is there's some Kukunyana, RDP Nyana there, But those people around about them, majority of them are white, 99% are white, and are already ready for it.
That's the thing right there. If you've got funds, if you've got money, to evacuate is not really that big of an issue. And you find that sometimes maybe other people have alternative accommodation already. But if your home is your biggest asset, in other words, everything you have is there, where are you going to go to now?
You know, people are defiant, honestly. I'll tell you a story. In Soweto, in Bramfisherville, there's a section that's called the Jaskay. The reason was that there's people that they took from the Jaskay River years ago, and they gave them formal RDP housing in Soweto, in Bramfisherville, and they renamed that place Jaskay. 6 months, 8 months down the line, those people sold those houses, citing that Soweto is far from for them and that it's expensive. Then they returned back to their sheikhs around the Jaskay River. So now, whenever the flooding come in, because the floods are documented, then we feel pity for them, we'll sympathize with them. But some of us know the real story behind, and hence I say that people are just defiant. If they could have stayed in a place like Bramfisherville, we wouldn't be having those problems. So I think generally people are defiant.
And you raise another good point, by the way. Intervention usually then invites people who put themselves deliberately in harm's way. So let me explain what I mean by that. If you know that whenever there are floods, if you know that whenever there's a situation that requires the government to get involved, people usually get some kind of compensation, alternative accommodation, or maybe even houses built for them altogether, that can sometimes be an incentive for people to go there and build on that very same spot that's prone to disaster. Do you see what I mean?
Whatever, King. I wish it could be us that gets evacuated from here to another place, because Mo apparently in Ililidamo and Matuana Kahale. So when my mom extended the house, I don't know what they did wrong, but Miti Akena, we've been taking out water since last week. Yo, guys, I really wish we could be taken somewhere. Okay, guys, but badulanga thokoza ereng re le tloseng re le senkwa, because this place high handle. Guys, yo.
So again, I don't know how your mom extended the house. Sometimes you find that when people are building retaining walls or even foundations, because they go into the ground, right? That then will stop the water from flowing freely, because there's water that goes underground as well, right? Now, what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to have measures for those, so that, for example, your retaining wall doesn't eventually collapse because the water keeps pushing up against it. Floods, landslides, etc., and so on. So if you're saying that in your house there's a lot of water that's coming in, again, I have no idea what your site is like. I have no idea where you extended. But obviously the people that did that, they did so without the knowledge that the water would come in during rainy season. And it's something you need to address, because that's going to keep costing you guys lots and lots of money. Furniture can get damaged. Before we even start to a structural, start speaking about the structural damage to the house. Okay.
When it comes to warnings, I work in one of the universities like Johannesburg. We have AMA fire drills. How are you going to put on an alarm, for an example, for Abantu Bafaka AMA earphones? How are they going to hear the alarm? Here in South Africa, AMA warnings are not taken seriously. If you look at places like your Japan and those places, they are very serious about that.
Yeah. Fire drills. I mean, we usually have fire drills here at work. They happen after our show. I just leave. I mean, I feel like I'll be very safe in my car on my way home. So.
The world dam issue. The law says no activity in a regulated area, according to the National Water Act. So everyone who builds along the river banks must have been authorized to do so and not block the flow of the river. So in actual facts, it's an issue again of laws.
Yeah, it is definitely an issue of laws. Also, rivers tend to change their routes over time. So when you built your house, maybe the river was like 10, 15 meters away. Sometimes it can get closer and closer and closer. you see?
I think our government is in a very, very unfair position, because they actually do lay down the law as to say you cannot do this, not here, but people still go ahead and do as they please anyways. And when the government reacts to that, people run to the courts, and we know what happens in the courts. The government normally loses. So when things go south, it's the very same government that has to come back and help out. So, I mean, it's very, 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 very unfair.
People are not being unreasonable. People are just desperate, and people are comfortable with desperation. Bazo yapa bantu mawubasuzala uzobayisaph wena uhulumeni wena ukhokhela abantu uzobayisaphi, you know. And are they gonna be comfortable wherever you say they need to evacuate to? No, people are not being unfair. I mean, I side with the people this time. Hence, that's why they need to leave. You give them time to prepare so that Bazibon would buy happy. So people, this case, they are not unreasonable.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.